Well, there's sort of practical advice, which you'll already know, which is that the camera can come in between you and the subject, and also can be frightening in many cultures. So you've got to take, you know, the usual thing, you carry the camera around with you all the time, and people get used to it and so on. Try and get them as involved as possible in the filmmaking, get them to do some filming, show them what you're filming, make it into a joint project with the people you're working with. Anyway, they'll probably be filming you, and anyway, you know, it's going to go up onto the internet. So it's a different world. It's basically, as with writing, it's not us observing them now, it's us doing something together. So if you say this is a joint project, we're going to have a community film project, I'll provide some of the technical expertise to begin with and maybe some of the hardware, but let's do it together and you work out what you want me to film. So it should now be a joint thing which you do with them. And of course, you will have copies of all the stuff and it'll be useful for your grandchildren. So as with much filmmaking now, as with the interviews, which are becoming much more, I'm working with the University of the Third Age and others, and I think in China it's going to be big. It's what families do with, to, you know, record their lives and so on. It's what communities do. So that's one thing. The second thing is that filmmaking arises out of the relationship, and it has to be an ethical relationship. So all the ethical constraints you abide by when you're writing are exaggerated. So be very careful what you film and find out what upsets people in different cultures. In the one I was in, they don't like to be filmed eating. So I had to be careful with that. They don't like to be filmed when they're looking really dirty and disheveled or photographed. So find out what upsets them and avoid that. I mean, when I filmed in the village in Nepal, in about 1992, after I'd been filming for 2 or 3 years seriously, there were no electricity in the village, no televisions. We brought on a porter's 5 hours walk up to the village, we bought a television set, a dynamo, and we showed to the whole village 2 or 3 hours of the footage I'd taken up to that point, asked them whether this was fine. Interesting. I mean, the things I thought they'd be interested in, which is the village rituals and so on, they weren't interested at all in. The things that a zoom lens can do, you know, small gestures with hands and so on, and close-ups of faces, they loved, because it was things they couldn't see themselves. So the camera can extend the vision. So I did that. Then later, 3 or 4 years later, I'd done a lot of filming of rituals and of family life. I took all this film out and I gave it to a couple of people from the culture, and I said, please look through the 30 hours, 40 hours of this film. If there's anything that upsets you, tell me, and I won't show it. This time when we go, my idea is to take this is version 1.1, two books, 120 hours of film, give it to three people I trust from the local culture, knowledgeable, different ages, and say, look, I'm not going to publish this until you've said it's okay.